We will begin the discussion with Conservation Colorado's Erin Riccio, who will talk about her organization's statewide lobbying efforts, including SB 181, the best thing that's happened in this state in a long time as far as regulating oil and gas.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for that great intro. SB 181, the best thing that's happened. That's hopefully I can deliver with this speech. So I am actually new to town. My name is Erin Riccio, and I work as a community organizer for Conservation Colorado. If you're not familiar with Conservation Colorado, we are the state's largest environmental advocacy organization focused on getting policy passed at the state level. We have a bunch of different offices around the state, including three on the Western Slope. Our mission is to protect Colorado's environment and quality of life by mobilizing people and electing conservation-minded policymakers. An increasing focus of our work is how we mitigate the impacts of climate change here in our state, because successful conservation work cannot be done without climate action. So I wanted to share a little bit about myself and how I came into this position in environmental activism, because honestly, growing up, I never sought out to be a climate activist. I had no idea that climate change would be the fight of my generation and the generations following me. I don't think a lot of us grow up thinking we're going to become activists, we just become them. We're ordinary people who see a problem and want to fix it and realize that the systems or people in power are not fixing it. So what do? Well, we do what any reasonable person would do. We set out to fix it. So here's a little bit about my story of how I came to become a climate activist. I was living in Peru during the 2016 election, and while I loved my time in Peru and wouldn't trade it for the world, the whole time I was there, I felt kind of helpless watching what was going on back in the US. It was painful to see things flash across my screen reading the news every day about Trump pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, Trump rolling back the Clean Power Plan. Boo, for real. Something in my heart had changed, and I just could not sit back and watch this happen anymore. I really wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself, and I wanted to find a way to fight back against the Trump agenda that was stripping away important Obama regulations like the federal clean car standards, the BLM and EPA methane rules, and rolling back national monument designations. Essentially, I saw a problem and I wanted to fix it. After moving back to my home state of Colorado, I found a job with Conservation Colorado. What was unique about Conservation Colorado is this was an organization focused on affecting change at the state level. And given what's happening at the federal level right now, it seemed like the perfect avenue to make change happen. And working at the state level, I have a lot of good news to share with you. We've achieved so much this year. Just this past year, Governor Polis signed into law a groundbreaking climate action plan for Colorado with the goal of a 90% reduction in carbon pollution by the year 2050. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. This is Colorado's most ambitious climate policy to date and positions us to be a leader in an energy-producing interior state. We also passed a bill that Fred referenced, SB 181, that will better protect health and safety during oil and gas operations and will strengthen air quality regulations during development. But the state legislature, yeah. The state legislature has not been the only place where we've been able to see progress in our state. Last year, Xcel Energy, our state's largest utility, announced their plan to produce carbon-free electricity by 2050. We also created clean car standards as the federal clean car standards got rolled back, which will include both mechanisms to improve fuel efficiency as well as get more zero-emission vehicles on the road in our state. So we've done a lot of amazing things in Colorado. I don't want any of you to ever feel the way I felt after the 2016 election, small, helpless, and without hope. Because the truth is that each of us has way more power than we truly know, and collectively, we are a force to be reckoned with. It was by working together that we've been able to achieve these monumental policy wins that have helped us forge a more sustainable path forward for our state. So let's celebrate our victories, like the Climate Action Plan. Let's celebrate SB 181. But we also cannot forget that at this crucial moment in human history, there is so much progress that still needs to be made. We need to continue to demand action from our federal government, and we need to ensure that these amazing policies we pass at the state are implemented in a way that actually achieves the goals. So I'm probably exceeding my limit, so I will leave you with a quote. Oh. Perfect. I'll leave you with a quote from the founder of this all, Greta Thunberg. Activism works, so act. I encourage you to get involved with any of the local groups in this area. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.